Get a good night's sleep. I know we were supposed to go out and do a few things today, but I just sort of just want to stay in. It's so nice and warm in this bed, and it's so gray and rainy outside. I don't want to get up and face that yet. Do you just want to lay here with me for a while, sweetie? I know you would. Listening to you breathe as I lay my head on your shoulder makes me feel so relaxed. It's soothing and it makes me want to run my hands down your chest. No, it looks like someone had a dirty dream this morning. Oh, baby, don't feel ashamed. I kinda had one too, but it was all about you, so it's okay. Well, we are going to have to do something about this hard-on, aren't we? Can't let that go to waste. Let's just pull down the edge of your pajama shorts and underwear and have a look. Oh, this really needs my attention. And just like this. My hands are so soft, aren't they? They just glide up and down your shaft almost effortlessly. I can tell you love it. Love the way I tease you so slow. But I can't let your balls get jealous, nor can I. Feel how excited that's making you. Your cock is throbbing in my hand. I think your cock is looking a little dry. I think we should do something about that. What do you want me to do, sweetie? Do you want me to suck it for you? To put it to my warm, wet mouth? Because if you do, my tongue is more than eager to please right now. Oh, baby. The look you get on your face when I suck your cock. You close your eyes and look so intense, like it's the first time you've ever felt something like this. It's so sweet, and I can see it in your eyes. You know what's coming next. The way your cock feels against my tongue totally turns me on. It's so smooth and fun to lick. And the noises you make as I run circles around the head and stroke the underside makes me want to blush a bit. Just knowing I'm making you feel so much pleasure. It's making me so wet. And I just want to play with myself with one hand while I keep pleasing you with the other and my mouth. As much as I enjoy the taste of your gum, I want to fuck you even more now. I want to feel you deep inside me. I will have to slide off my panties first. There we go. Oh god, I am so achingly wet. My fingers slip in so easily. My finger. There you go. I'm ready for you. And it's going to feel so much better than my fingers. You don't even have to move. I'm going to do all the work. You're my personal little toy. And I'm going to enjoy using you like that. I hope you don't mind. Or am I kidding? I know you don't mind, baby. Just stay like that for me, yeah? Even rubbing your cock against the silky lips of my pussy feels unbelievable. Yes. Oh, it feels so incredible having you deep inside me. and I can just squeeze your cock with my tight pussy muscles and milk you as I rock and bounce back and forth on your lap. Oh, yes. So wet that you slid in easily. Like I said, I was dreaming about you, and this morning I would have come up with any excuse to fuck you. I am so glad your cock was accommodating to my desires. Sucking your cock just made me want you even more. Oh yes. Oh, you feel so good. Oh yes. Put your hands on my hips. I want to tell you about my dirty dream last night. Trust me, you are going to love it. We went to an upscale restaurant where the tables were covered with this long, flowing red tablecloth that dripped all the way down to the floor. And it was a bit dark and totally intimate. And as you sat across from me, looking deeply into my eyes, you gave me a look like you suddenly had a fun little idea. You drop your napkin and you bent over to pick it up. You quickly slipped underneath the table, making sure that you were completely hidden. After a few seconds, I felt your hands on my legs as you slowly started rubbing up my thighs towards my ass. I simply moved the tablecloth over my legs and pushed my chair in so there would be less chance of you getting caught. Every stroke. Oh my god, it feels so good for me. And I can tell you really like this too. Open your mouth and taste my fingers. They've been inside my wet pussy, and it will help you really get into the story. Oh, you want every drop of it, it seems. Oh, yes. While you were under the table, you moved my already wet panties out of the way and kissed the smooth skin above my pussy. And your lips felt so soft against me. Oh, I gasped and shivered a bit. And I tried to pretend it was a cough. Oh, and then the licking started. And it was so intense. And you knew. You knew not just what I wanted, but what I needed. It was like you were inside my head. I'm sitting at the table, trying not to make a sound or even a revealing face. But are making it so difficult. Your hair was tickling my thighs, and your tongue was relentless, darting into me hard and fast, and then sliding upward so you could circle around my clit. Oh. I held on onto the edges of the table and kept breathing harder and harder, involuntarily making low moans. I kept looking at the centerpiece on the table, trying to keep my eyes open. Or at least not let them roll back in my head. But I was slowly losing control. I could feel the stares from some of the tables closest to us, and the shame made me flush. But it also turned me on even more, knowing we had an audience. Oh. You began to use your fingers along with your tongue, and it was like you were playing my nerves like an instrument. Like an erotic instrument, strumming every note perfectly. My whole body vibrated, and soon I was getting too close to coming. My face must have been so pink, so obviously aroused. I was having trouble catching my breath. Oh God, you feel so amazing inside me. Just telling you about my dream while fucking you, it feels like my body is electrified. Keep looking me in the eyes. Don't close them. I want to share this with you. In the dream, you brought me so close to orgasm a few times, and you would stop right before I could, like you wanted me to beg you to let me come. But you knew I couldn't say a word, and you delighted in torturing me, building me up. It delighted you knowing that if you kept bringing me so close and denying me release, when the dam finally burst, I wouldn't be able to stay quiet. And you wanted everyone to hear my ecstasy from the state you put me in. I couldn't hold back anymore. And I let out a loud moan that transformed into a high-pitched squeal. And my eyes closed and filled with tears of bliss as the orgasm took over my body. I was so overtaken by pleasure, I didn't care how loud I was anymore. It was a beautiful sound of unbridled joy and exploding passion. And I'm sure everyone on that block heard it. My fingers hurt from gripping the table so hard, but it was worth it. It was incredible. Oh, baby, I have a feeling you're about to hear a preview of that sound. Just a little more. I can see it in your eyes. You are so close now. I want you to come with me. I want to come together. I told you you didn't have to move, but the way you are thrusting up into me on every stroke, it's making this so much more intense. Oh, yes. That's it, yes. Oh my fucking God. Baby, you are so fucking amazing. I don't think I can hold back anymore. It's unbelievable. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop, fuck. I can feel you are about to come. Yes. 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 We don't have to make my dream become a reality today. Because I could tell by the look on your face, you definitely want to try it. That makes me so happy. We just have to pick a place that we won't regret never being able to visit again. Or just maybe make a list of a bunch of places. Oh, fuck. Baby, was it as good for you as it was for me? I think that smile answered my question. What an enjoyable, lazy morning. Maybe you will be ready for round two in a few minutes, and you can tell me about your dirty dream. I love you so much.